No one apart from me. By André Pete. August 9, 2012. Christendom is counting itself to be a monotheistic religion, that is, they acknowledge only one God. But it always hurries itself to clarify that their one God exists in three persons. God is, in the eyes of Christendom, not one person, but a fraternity, God the Father, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. These three are from eternity, each in itself, God. They are individual persons, but still, they are not three gods. Why not? That is a mystery, is their answer. This doctrine of the Trinity is the first and most important doctrine of all known creeds. The Nicene Creed or the Athanasian Creed or a variant thereof, constitutes the basis of almost every Christian church or organization. Jews and Muslims reject this doctrine wholeheartedly as disguised polytheism equals worshipping multi-gods. After all, what does it mean to confess one God, if that is not one, single someone, person? Does the flag then still cover the cargo? How is it possible, moreover, that the doctrine of the Trinity was only established centuries after the apostles? For this is certain, Jesus and the apostles had never heard of the term Trinity, or of the formula, one being, three persons. In the Greek Bible, New Testament, dozens of times we read of God the Father. Paul wrote, "Nevertheless for us there is one God, the Father, out of whom all is." 1 Corinthians 8:6. See also, Ephesians 4:6. And Jesus said to his Father, "Now it is eternal life that they may know thee, the only true God, and him whom thou dost commission, Jesus Christ." John 17:3. As well known as is the expression God the Father in the Bible, so unknown is the expression God the Son. Not once do we see that phrase in Scripture, although numerous times we see it stating, the Son of God. This is logical, because if there is one God, namely, the Father, then that squarely contradicts the expression, God the Son. But it is, however, in perfect harmony with the expression, the Son of God, signifying that the Son is not from eternity, but that he was conceived by the power of the Most High, in Mary, Luke 1:35. The essence of the biblical message is not complex or mysterious, but simple. Indeed, plain and clear. For there is one God, and one mediator of God and mankind, a man, Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2:5. The only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, might and authority before the entire aeon, now, as well as for all the aeons. Amen. Job 25. Now to the King of the aeons, the incorruptible, invisible, only, and wise God, be honor and glory for the aeons of the aeons. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:17. I am Yahweh Elohim, and there is none else. There is no Elohim except me. That they may know, from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is a limit apart from me. I am Yahweh Elohim, and there is none else. Former of light and creator of darkness, maker of good and creator of evil. I, Yahweh Elohim, made all of these things. Isaiah 45:5-7. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.